Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Clarence Page joins us again. He was on Friday, the Chicago Tribune columnist and member of the White House Press Corps. Hi, Clarence. It's John. How are you?
I survived through the weekend, all right. How about you?
Well, it's pretty good. Good. How was the dinner?
Well, it was lovely, I have to say. It was kind of a flashback. Now, I told you I've been going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner for about the last 20 years, and this was the first time I was in a long time, I'll say that, that I was able to actually park in the hotel building. In the past, for most of the last 20 years, there have been so many Hollywood stars and various other folks who are interested in the current president and all that. It was really jammed, you know, a lovely black tie affair where people are like shoulder to shoulder trying to get through the crowd, get through the metal detectors and all that sort of thing. This year it was a lot less frantic and getting back to our roots as a press organization. And I dare say it wasn't as dull as I thought it might be.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. I have to tell you, you know, I wasn't there. I was just watching some of the clips, and it didn't seem to me to be as funny as it had been in previous years. But it was funny it was funny Saturday night.
The funny question is a funny question because, you know, I always remember the night Stephen Colbert performed, and at a time when his show, this was his Comedy Central show, was fairly new. He wasn't that well known. And the folks in the room, a lot of them were uncomfortable with jokes made about the president, who was President George W. Bush, who was just sitting a few seats away from where John was standing at the mic. Where Stephen was standing at the mic. But the people watching it at home on C-SPAN thought it was hilarious. And his show got a big ratings boost out of it, and it helped to launch his career as a well-known star comedian pundit, if you will. It's a very common thing for the people in the room to react differently than the folks looking at home.
Yeah, I get that. Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was interesting, but I dare say I was a little uncomfortable sometimes myself, just simply because of the fact that President Trump was not there, and Minaj was the comedian who did a good job. He really kept the flow going, and there weren't awkward dead spots like happened with Cedric the Entertainer, for example, through no fault of his own, but he was obviously intimidated by being up there with the president. Jay Leno followed Barack Obama one year and turned and said, you know, you're really good. And the same thing happened with President Clinton. He had really good comic timing, so it was tough for the comedian to follow the president. This time, with no president, Minaj had the room to himself, and for about 20 minutes there, he kept the laughs going, even though some people question, like, for example, should he have taken a shot at USA Today for being gaudy looking? I mean, all the newspapers these days are in trouble anyway.
It's funny you mention that, because before I just put you on here, I thought that was I didn't enjoy that, you know, either because it was true or because USA Today doesn't deserve that. I mean, I guess the media should be big enough to be able to pick on itself. And in fact, there was a lot of criticism of CNN.
Right.
But in fact, maybe you could talk a little bit about that, Clarence. I noticed that both Amy Schumer on her special and the White House Press Correspondents' Dinner took some time to criticize CNN for being ever more shrinking boxes, all yelling about things and not delivering the news.
Now, I love that, because that's a legitimate criticism, and it really pokes at one of the problems that TV news has, trying to look visually exciting in this visual medium while you're talking about topics that may be fairly prosaic. The same thing with the way CNN always has that breaking news crawl across the bottom of the screen. Minaj made fun of that and I think justifiably so. I know numerous editors and reporters who say, you know, if everything is breaking news, nothing is breaking news.
Yeah, right.
And it's, you know, that's what satire is supposed to be about. And, of course, nobody criticizes the press as much as the press do, in my view, because we know more of what's going on and what should be going on inside and outside. But at the same time, like you say, well, CNN gets hit a lot because they're the biggest. They're the biggest channel on cable TV. Of course, President Trump takes after them all the time. But at the same time, he also, well, like with the New York Times, which he always calls the failing New York Times. But when he wants to get his message out, he'll call up Glenn Thrush over at the New York Times, give him an exclusive interview, or call up CNN, whatever. He knows how to handle the media. He's been a media star himself now for the, well, at least since the Apprentice came along, but let's face it, he's been a star of the tabloids and the gossip press since the 1970s. So this is not something new for him. And even when you're talking about normal performance of the presidency, he still tends to talk in TV terms, you know, like when he was asked about Sean Spicer a couple of weeks ago, he immediately said, oh, Sean's great. Look at his ratings.
Yeah, you know? He said his ratings are terrific, and that was after Sean Spicer forgot that Hitler used gas to kill the Jews in World War II. And then the president kind of brushed it off and said, well, but he's getting good ratings. That just pause for a minute at home if you haven't already and sort of measure that. It's really remarkable. Back to CNN for just a second, though. So I get that. And, you know, I really hadn't thought about it that much since, to me, CNN is kind of a neutral place and I watch their presentation of the news. But I don't that often see them just sitting there delivering information to me. It's almost always people who know the news discussing the news for me. And so I really am getting it through a filter. And even if I think that that filter is fair and informed, it's just a different way to consume the news. And they would probably do themselves a favor if they just went back to John Cameron Swayze reading me some information, you know?
I wonder how many people besides you and me remember John Cameron.
I'm sorry that I just said John Cameron Swayze.
No, you know, he was the first newsman I can remember. I was in kindergarten in the early 50s watching him. And, you know, that was back when anchors really had a level of authority and credibility, maybe more than they deserved. I mean, Walter Winchell was a sensationalist back then. You know, he was the Drudge Report of his times, but he had tremendous respect. I'll never forget watching him in the afternoons there, you know, with the sponsor's name right there on the desk, Gillette.
Smoking a cigarette, maybe. A lot of them were. It was a different time. Before I let you go, Clarence, so just the bottom line is you thought it was funny enough and you thought it was good enough. You were pleased with this year's White House dinner, huh?
Yeah, and what's more important is what everybody else felt. I mean, the general feeling was one of satisfaction. The association was delighted that they sold out, as they say. You know, the crowd wasn't as huge as before, but it was huge. They sold out more. Student journalists got scholarship money than before, having Samantha Bee's not the White House Correspondents' Dinner going on live that afternoon on TV at the same time didn't have a negative impact on this occasion. What it did was to add to the airwaves more criticism of President Trump and his press relations. I like Samantha Bee. I thought her show wasn't as funny as I was hoping it would be, but it had its moments. I thought Will Ferrell reprising his President Bush, you know, just coming out on stage, he got a
I forgot innovation. How good he was at that. Yeah, he was there and he was good at it. And you're right, but I said Amy Schumer. Of course, we're thinking about Samantha Bee. I'm out of time, Clarence Page. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and read you, too. Thanks for your help this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's Clarence Page from the Chicago Tribune. Steve, I'll do this after the news. Disastrous public proposal leaves Fenway Park chanting, "She said no."